This is the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open. At the 30, 35, 40. Midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown to Patriot running back Chambery.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw, gets rid of it. It's up. Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else?
Pow!
Brandon Spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Patriots now 3-0 on the year. They are undefeated after a win today over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 23-3 is your final in Foxborough this afternoon. A beautiful day for football here in Foxborough. Patriots get a home win and move to 3-0 on the year, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers remain 0-3. They are winless, and you can probably understand why after watching the Bucs play the Pats today. A lot of things to get to with this game, coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. We will hear from Bill Belichick. We will hear from Tom Brady. We will hopefully hear from a player live on this program from the Patriots locker room as we effort that each and every week. You'll also hear from some of the other players in the locker room in those scrums after this game today. And we want to get your thoughts on what happened today on the field here at Gillette Stadium. The telephone number for you is 855-PATS-500. That number again is 855-PATS-500. And the email, as always, webradio@patriots.com. If you want to send a tweet my way, you can do that as well, @Mark_Bertrand on Twitter. And again, you'll hear from the coach, you'll hear from the quarterback, you'll hear from a number of Patriots players right here. It is the Patriots postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand, and it's presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. A wild day in the NFL and a big win for the Patriots here in Foxborough. 23-3, the final. It's time to get to the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen. And I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Patriots get a win, and that is always in the good category. They're now 3-0 on the year. Here's some of the good for me, and we'll be talking about the good, the bad, and the injured, if you'd like, all program long. Again, 855-PATS-500. The Patriots move the ball on the ground in this game. More than 150 yards on the ground for the Patriots today in the rushing game, which is something I think many Patriots fans have been looking for. Consistent running and consistent success on the ground. And for the Patriots today, they got up near 160 yards. They lost a few. They ended up with 156 yards on the ground on 33 carries as a team, which comes out to 4.7 yards a carry. Brandon Bolden had three carries for 51 yards on the day, the big one being the 46-yard run. Doing a nice job on that play. Looking a little bit like Shane Vereen. Had it been Shane Vereen, may have gotten a few more yards, maybe even a touchdown. Shane Vereen a tad faster than Brandon Bolden, but a good run, 46 yards for Bolden. He did a great job catching some passes in this game as well, and caught five passes on six targets in this day. 51 yards on the afternoon for Brandon Bolden. Also gave up on a play down the sideline in the first half, but we won't get on him for that because he did do a nice job filling in that role of being a running back who can pound it on the ground. He only had three carries, but he had the big run and also catch some passes, which he did. So Brandon Bolden is in the good along with the Patriots rushing attack. LeGarrette Blount against his former team. 14 carries in this game for 65 yards. He averaged 4.6 yards a carry in this game. I thought he was solid today. Solid game for LeGarrette Blount. Stephen Ridley, 11 carries for 35 yards. It seemed like the Patriots were not looking to feature Ridley in this game. He did end up with 11 carries, 35 yards for him. In the receiving game, Aaron Dobson, a nice solid game for Aaron Dobson today for the rookie. 7 catches on 10 targets, 52 yards. He was covered at times by Darrell Revis in this game. Rookie Kenbrell Tompkins, 3 catches on the day, 2 of which were touchdowns. 2 TDs for Kenbrell Tompkins today. Tompkins was covered by Darrell Revis on a lot of plays in this game today, so he was dealing with Revis. Revis did not lock down on Julian Edelman, and it was quite some time into the game before we saw him line up with Edelman on the field. So rookie Kenbrell Tompkins, believe it or not, saw Darrell Revis for most of the day. Julian Edelman, I just mentioned his name. He was efficient in this game. 7 catches on 7 targets, 44 yards for Edelman. The Patriots' pass rush on the defensive side of things got to the quarterback today. 3 sacks on the afternoon. Chandler Jones had 2 half sacks in this game. Gerard Mayo registered a sack for the Patriots. Rob Ninkovich and Tommy Kelly, each with a half sack. As we mentioned before the game, Rob Ninkovich signing a 3-year contract extension, according to reports prior to the game today. He goes out and finishes with 5 tackles on the day and half a sack. Good afternoon for him. Gerard Mayo, 9 tackles on the day. I mentioned that sack that he had, leading the defense with those 9 tackles today. Brandon Spikes with 7 tackles on the afternoon. But I thought the Patriots did a decent job of putting some pressure on Josh Freeman. Freeman finished 19 of 41 today for 236 yards and a pick. No TDs. Rating of 54.5. Josh Freeman, much of his failures on the field are due to his own problems and his own shortcomings. But I thought the Patriots made things difficult for Tampa Bay today. And I thought the Patriots giving up not much in the air due to Freeman, but even better. Doug Martin today carried the ball 20 times. He was held to 88 yards. Doug Martin's an explosive guy. He is an explosive runner, and his longest rush of the day was 11 yards. And so the Patriots defense, which coming into today had ranked 28th in the NFL in preventing the run, they let up, the 4th to most yards in the NFL. In the NFL when it came to opposing teams rushing. So today they go up against Doug Martin, obviously an explosive running back, and they held him to 88 yards, so he almost had a 100-yard day, but he did not rip off any big plays. So the fact that they could not allow those big plays in the rushing game, I thought was a positive for the Patriots today. And if you look at the longest passing play of the game, it was for 30 yards. They did let up a 30-yard strike in the air. Another one to Mike Williams was for 28 yards in this game. So they did let up a few big plays, not those 40-plus plays that we always hear coaches talk about when it comes to giving up big, big plays in the game. But the Patriots held Tampa Bay in check. They only scored 3 points. Patriots win 23-3. Special teams good. Steven Goskowski had a very solid day. I'll tell you, he was kicking the ball well today. Steven Goskowski kicked the ball well today. I think Julian Edelman continues to look good in the punt return game for the Patriots, and I know that's been a bit of a question people have had about it. When you don't have a lot of depth at the receiver spot, why is it that you're going to have Julian Edelman out on the field handling punts and being in a position where he could potentially get injured? He had 2 returns on the day for a total of 29 yards. And that's 29 yards of field position for the Patriots in a game that early on it looked like Tampa Bay was going to hang in there. And that's a credit to the defense. The defense tightened up in this game. They settled in after that first quarter when the Buccaneers appeared to be moving the ball pretty well. They ended up tightening up and they got some of that pressure on the quarterback. But when it came to the special teams, the kicking was good. And that, in terms of Steven Goskowski, was good. I thought in the return game, Edelman, I continue to like having him back there. It's a good addition in terms of fielding the punts, having good hands, and being able to pick up a little bit of field position for the Patriots. LeGarrette Blount on the day actually had 1 decent kickoff return. We'll even give him a star for that today, which I know is we talked about in the pregame show. There was a chance that he was not going to be back there today. Josh Boyce in warmups was out on the field, and he was doing much of it. So there's that element to it as well. It didn't end up happening. It was It was today, LeGarrette Blount on the field. Didn't have a lot of kickoffs because the Buccaneers were not putting points on the board. 23-20 is your final here in Foxborough, and we want your thoughts at 855-PATS-500, webradio at patriots.com, and send your tweets as well. If we get to the bad, I think Tom Brady goes on the bad list today. I don't think that Tom Brady played a very good game today. In fact, I thought he played poorly at times. I thought he missed some receivers that were open on a handful, if not more, of plays. He tended to lock in on guys early in this game. At one point, he had Tompkins and Edelman wide open for six. It was a drive the Patriots later scored on, so it was okay. He ended up making up for it, but I don't think Tom Brady had a good day today. Didn't have a good day throwing the ball, missed guys, was missing them in terms of not seeing them, and he had that really bad pick.
Everyone sucks but me.
Had that really bad pick down at the goal line. And for Tom Brady, I think he'd probably like to put this game behind him. Patriots get a win 23-3, and I thought today he did not look sharp. Tom Brady did not look sharp in this game today. I'm putting him on the bad list. That's what I would say at this point. Overall, the Patriots played a pretty solid game. They really did, even with, you know, Brady not playing at his top self today. I thought the Patriots played a pretty solid game. Early on the offense, they had some struggles while Tampa Bay was moving the ball. So the opening quarter for the Patriots offense was not good. They were slow to get out of the gate. I would put that on the bad list as well. And, you know, there were a number of penalties for the Patriots in this game. Maybe they could be a little bit more disciplined there. But in terms of picking them apart for the bad things, there's just not a lot. Six penalties for 50 yards in the game. Tampa Bay had four for 48. And that's just kind of the way it goes. The Patriots in the red zone, they could have done a little bit better today getting scores when they got into the red zone. So there are a few things to talk about that didn't go well for the team today. But it's hard to do when you put up a 20-point win. Week number three, you're now 3-0 on the year. Tampa Bay goes back home at 0-3. Patriots will now get ready for their next game against Atlanta. And we're not going to talk too much about that here, but they're going to be facing an Atlanta team that's banged up at this point in time. I'd say through the first 3 weeks, Patriots are in pretty good shape here at 3-0. Hard to argue otherwise. 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500, the good, the bad, the injured. Here's the injured. Right tackle Sebastian Vollmer left the game just at the start of the second half. First Patriots drive, Sebastian Vollmer left the game. Had a foot injury. It was announced that he was questionable, didn't come back. Tampa Bay, injury-wise, Vincent Jackson left the game with a rib injury. I'm sure you saw that on television if that's where you were watching today. Getting his ribs rubbed by a trainer on the sideline, and he did not come back into the game, so he was in some pain. He did not make a return, and it was not good for Vincent Jackson today when it came to getting back in the game and being a factor. And in fact, before leaving the game, he had some opportunities to make some catches that he did not, some balls that Josh Freeman threw and were decent passes that you would normally see Vincent Jackson reel in. He didn't. There was one that went through his hands, and I turned to the person I was sitting with at the time, and I said, that's normally a ball he catches. But on the whole, if we're talking Tampa in this game, you can't tell me after watching Josh Freeman today that you think that guy really has a hope at being any sort of real solid starting quarterback in the NFL. That's going to go down as one of those first-round busts. Josh Freeman was not good today. He's not good most weekends. Josh Freeman is a bad quarterback. And today, the Patriots pressured him. They played well on defense. They locked down, and that's why it ended up with 3 points. But you know what? It could have been a lot closer had it been another quarterback in that game. Because there were some plays that I thought, Freeman is missing his guys big time. He's making poor throws. And then there were some, like early in the first half, corner of the end zone, he makes a nice throw, and the receiver can't bring the ball in. So it goes both ways in terms of blame between quarterback and receiver. But I tell you, I just don't like Josh Freeman. I don't think he's very good. And I thought that going in. I told you that on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. I said this is at least a 10-point win today for the Pats. Freeman can't get it done. Sure enough, 20-point win, and Freeman stunk. That's the way it went today. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. Open lines right now as we discuss this Patriots win today at home to move to 3-0 on the year. 855-PATS-500. Let's get your thoughts on the lines. Also, webradio at patriots.com. Get your emails rolling in. We'll be reading those throughout the course of the program. Let's talk to Matt. He's in Watertown. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? What'd you think of today's game?
Oh, it was great. I thought the offense struggled just a little bit, but they did enough to get the win today. So I was very, very happy about that. Happy about the defense being able to shut those guys down. And my question to you is, should the Patriots just sit Zach Sudfeld? I had so much hope for him in the preseason and coming into the season. But what do you think about Zach Sudfeld and his production thus far?
He was targeted twice in this game today, and I think Zach Sudfeld, I don't know, I don't want to write him off yet, but I'm starting to feel like his contributions, are they ever going to be there? Are we ever going to see anything from this player? Because Rob Gronkowski is closer to making a return, and we still have seen a lot of Michael Ho'omanawanui. The Who-Man's been out there a lot. I just don't see it from Zach Sudfeld. I don't. I just don't see it. And I don't think, maybe it's for a lack of opportunity, but you also have to earn your opportunities, and it looks like right now he's not.
Yep. We need some sort of target down the seams and in the middle of the field. Right now we're not getting that from, you know, Zach Sudfeld. That's something that we desperately need.
Yeah, and so. he's not giving it to the Patriots.
Nope. But yeah, thanks. Enjoy your show, and good win today.
All right, Matt, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-PATS-500 is where you can get in touch with the program. And we'll be taking your calls throughout the course of the show. We'll hear from Bill Belichick. We will hear from Tom Brady. We'll hear what those guys had to say after this game. Let's get to some of the emails. Kevin writes in, I saw some very positive signs today in the Pats. The receivers all made plays today, especially Tompkins with his two TD grabs. He had good separation, etc. Brady looked sharp as always, except on that pick. He made a poor read. I think it was Gronk. I think he thought it was Gronk, not Sudfeld. Defense looks stout as always. Anyway, I'm happy with the Pats win, and I feel the guys definitely made some strides today. Looking forward to coming down in a few weeks for Saints and Pats. Thanks, Kevin in New Brunswick. Kevin, I have to disagree on Tom Brady. I would say he did not look sharp in this game. He made a lot of throws that I wish, I bet he wishes he could do over. That's what I thought. I thought he did not look great today. He made some issues. He had some issues throwing the football today. And some of them, I questioned whether or not the receivers were in the right spot, but a lot of them I thought he just made poor throws. Alexander writes in, hey, Mark with a C, I'm not one that does the telling. I'm not one that goes telling I told you so very often, and today I'm glad I can't even do it. I've been on the edge. Extremely worried about Brady's consistency as well as the rookie receiving corps, but all is well in Pats Nation. In Bill and Brady we trust. I mean, we ought to. Well, after today, I mean, the team is now 3-0. And that's, at the end of the day, what's really important. It doesn't matter how you win them. It just matters if you do win them. But when you're talking about projecting and trying to gain an understanding of what this team's strengths and weaknesses are, well, that's what we're doing right here. Let's get an email from Melvin in Tennessee, and he writes, the Patriots are 3-0, and that's all that matters. And did Who-Man catch a pass? I'm glad to know he still plays for the Patriots. It's not just the Sudfeld lack of production in this game today, or really the beginning of this season. It's the entire tight end position for the Pats that's become really irrelevant on the field. So, with Gronkowski, you know, expected to come back in the near future, didn't happen today. Maybe it happens next week. Maybe it doesn't. I'm assuming that because it didn't happen today, it happens at Atlanta next week. But the tight end position, when the Patriots have that on the field, how's that going to look? How's that going to look for the Patriots once they have Rob Gronkowski back? And I'll tell you, the reports earlier today were not good about the fact that it was his arm that's holding him out. Not the back injury. It's the arm injury. That's still a problem for him. That worries me a little bit. That worries me a little bit. But how's it going to look? But you're right. It's good to see Who-Man actually catch a pass today and be a part of this team. And I guess provide something at the tight end position. It's something, not much. Two catches, 31 yards today for the Who Man. Two catches on two targets. Sudfeld, 0-for-2. 0-for-2. One of the things that we've talked about on this program is Josh Boyce. Nowhere to be found again today. Was not much of a factor. Was not on the field very much. Was targeted once. Did not make a grab. So Tom Brady finishes 25 of 36 on the afternoon. 225 yards. Two TDs. One pick. He was sacked three times. Tom Brady was okay today. Was okay. And I'll tell you what. 25 of 36. So that's 11 passes that he didn't complete. And on 11 of those passes, I would say nearly half of them were throws that could have been completed had he had thrown a better ball. So a little bit of an adjustment, and we're talking about a very, very efficient, really Patriots blowout, which is what it was. A 20-point win in the NFL, in my book, is a blowout. Open lines for you right now at 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. That is the telephone number. When you look at the Patriots' drives, as I mentioned, they struggled a little bit out of the gate in this game. Three quick drives to start the first quarter. Three straight punts in the first quarter of the game, which was then followed up by two back-to-back touchdown drives, which were capped with touchdowns by Kenbrell Tompkins for the Patriots today. The first one being an 11-play drive that took 5 minutes and 13 seconds, 11 plays, 66 yards, capped with the touchdown. And they then, right before the, 4:20 to go in the second quarter, Patriots went down the field on a 10-play, 62-yard drive, which resulted in another touchdown. End of the first half, put this on the good list. Aqib Talib comes up with a pick with a little less than, I think, 20 seconds to go. And the Patriots, very aggressive there. They don't take a knee. They got a lead at that point. But they don't take a knee. They end up running a few offensive plays, getting into better position, and kicking a field goal. Which, again, is credit to Steven Goskowski, who, as I said earlier, had a great day kicking the football. But the Patriots, I really liked that. I actually loved it. They ended up with the football at the 43-yard line at Tampa Bay. So at that point, you're kind of out of range. You know, you're looking at that point, that's close to a 60-yard field goal. Tom Brady there on, first and 10, the Patriots passed to Bolden, picked up three, and then Brady ran it up the middle himself for 5 yards. So they pick up the 8 yards. And then Goskowski comes on. Bam, 53-yard field goal. Good, right before the half. Patriots going to the locker room, 17-3 at the half. I thought that was a huge, huge win for the Patriots right there before going into the locker room. I love that. I love that they ran a couple of plays and were able to get a field goal attempt there. So it looked good. And I'll tell you, Steven Goskowski had a great day kicking the football. Patriots get a win here in Foxborough. Your final score, 23-3, 20-point win. Pats are 3-0. Let's get some more of your thoughts on it. Dave's in Taunton, and he's up next on the postgame show, presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Hi, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you think about this Patriots win?
Hey, I'd just like to say, improvement. That's how we, if you see the improvement, they got extra days off. And now we're seeing improvement. You know, you got a bunch of rookies on the offense now. You got a whole new wide receiver core. So here's what's going on. We're seeing the same thing again. Week after week, they're going to improve. They're going to improve. We know what the defense can do. We know the defense is going to keep teams to a pretty decent low score. That's what it seems like. So our offense is just improving. And we saw that today. And even with Brady not having the best game of his career, that's for sure, we still saw improvement by the wide receivers, and that's what we're going to keep seeing, I think, every week.
That's what I think is a positive sign from this game, Dave. I think you're absolutely right about that. Thank you for the call. Brady did not have a great day. He was okay. He didn't have his best day. He wasn't great. and yet we saw improvement from the rest of the guys on his offense. We saw improvement from Dobson. We saw improvement from Tompkins. I think that's a big takeaway from this game. There was a report prior to the game that Tom Brady had been texting with Brandon Lloyd and Deion Branch. Here's the question I have for you.
Lloyd!
Based on what you saw today, do you think Tom Brady needs to put that phone down and not text those guys? If you were in the camp of thinking this team needed a veteran, needed to bring somebody in, do you now believe, based on what you saw today, a little bit of improvement here in week three, nice game by Dobson, he got open consistently. Tompkins with a couple of touchdown grabs, he was okay today, but Dobson, I thought, made a big step forward. How do you feel about those guys now? What's your confidence level in this offense? What's your confidence level in Tom Brady at this point with the way in which he played? I'll tell you, I don't think he's off to a very good start to the season. I don't. I think we have yet to see the best of Tom Brady. So far, he's been okay. He hasn't been bad, but he's not been the Tom Brady we have become used to seeing week in and week out. We're going to hear from Tom Brady. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick. We're going to hear from you with your calls at 855-PATS-500. Toll free, 855-PATS-500. Give us a call. Get on board. Give me your thoughts about this Patriots win today. And also, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Want to get your thoughts on email as well. It is the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. More of your thoughts coming up next.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
The Ace Ticket Hotline is open at 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. Ace Ticket Hotline open! Let's get to some of your calls here. Get to some of your thoughts here about this game. We'll soon hear from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. That's coming up shortly. You don't want to miss that. Hear what those guys had to say. But right now, I want to hear what Bill from Colorado has to say. Bill, you're up next.
Hey, how you doing, Mark? Just want to touch on a couple things, man. Huge win, obviously, considering the next three games with Atlanta, Cincinnati, and New Orleans. And Cincinnati just came off that big win off Green Bay. Wholeheartedly agree with what you said about Tom Brady. I'm usually the biggest Tom Brady advocate. And I'll tell you what, he had some bad throws in open space today. Something he obviously knows he needs to work on, and that was something there. Also, I think a couple calls ago, Dave, keyword being improvement. Dawson and Tompkins had a good day, and I think they're on the right track. And finally, I know I'm throwing a couple things at you, but finally, a healthy Gronk and Amendola changes the dynamics of this offense. And I think we talked about earlier about with Sudfeld. I think Sudfeld is going to fit in Hernandez's role once Gronk gets back. May get a couple more throws than we all think he's going to get. So just want to get your thoughts on that, and good job.
All right, Bill, thanks for the call. I appreciate you checking in from Colorado. On Brady, the sharpness is something that you know he is going to work on. You know that's something that he probably recognizes and will see on tape. I'm not worried about that guy. Not worried about him at all. The Sudfeld point is interesting. Once they do have Gronk back on the field, what role does he settle into, and will that open things up for him a little bit more? Will he be able to free himself up and get out and get open for some passes? We'll see. Amendola reports that he completely tore his groin from the bone, according to the reports this morning. I'm not a doctor, and I don't pretend to be one, even on radio. But I'm not going to guess when he'll be back. It just doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound good. I think you hope that he's back and he's somewhat near full health come the end of this season for Danny Amendola. But if he's out there with Gronk and those guys are playing and able to contribute, and you've got some improvement which, as you said, is the key word. It's pretty good. You're looking a lot better than maybe they were week one, week two. And you've got a couple of guys here in Tompkins and Dobson. Dobson playing in only his second NFL game. Tompkins his third. But I think they played better today. I think Dobson, for sure. I'm impressed with his ability to get open. That I am. I'm impressed. I want to get to some of your emails here and continue with your calls as well at 855-PATS-500. Definitely want to get some of your thoughts in on email from Justin. Justin writes in, I've been worried about Gostkowski since last year. Great to see him have a solid game, 3-for-3 on field goals, and lots of kickoffs through the end zone. What are your thoughts? My thoughts are exactly that. He was kicking the ball great today. Sometimes kickers just have good days. You know, the wind is blowing the right way for them at all times. It's a swirling wind. It changes direction, whatever you want to say. They just wake up in the morning and they're kicking well. Today was one of those days for Steven Gostkowski. I mean, his kicks that he put through the uprights, they had plenty of leg on them. Straight with plenty of leg, and his longest being that 53-yarder on the day. He had a great game today. Brian writes in, Brian from Vermont. Hey, Mark, quickly on the Brady subject, I think that his impressive QB sneaks today, combined with spreading it out to six different receivers, takes him off my bad list. I do agree that the pick was terrible, and there were a few throws that he botched, but overall, the body of work, I think, removed him from my bad list. Granted, I have to admit that it may be his name and his legend may be buying him a few points, but I believe he did enough to remain off the bad list. Then again, if he didn't do enough to be on the good list, is he automatically on the bad list? With Tom Brady? Probably, because the standard is so high. And I think you're mentioning it there, the name and the legend. The standard for Tom Brady is just so high that when he's not at the top of his game, you say, okay, put him on the bad list. When in fact, his bad is better than 90% of the quarterbacks in the NFL. That's what I think, you know, you've got to kind of put into perspective, myself included. As far as the vet receivers, Brian writes, I don't think he's not doing his new receivers any good by giving them the impression that he's shopping for vet receivers. He needs to trust in them, and he needs to give them a chance to develop. It's not Welker, Gronk, 85, etc. He has to give them some time. Brian in Essex, Vermont. I think Brian's weighing in here saying, you got to wait. You got to wait it out. You got to see what these guys do, how they develop. And based on the way the guys played in the first couple of weeks, I can understand Brady's frustrations. I can understand him saying, I've lost Wes Welker. I've lost Danny in the offseason. I lost Danny Amendola now due to injury. I've lost Rob Gronkowski due to injury. He's going to be back at some point. I've lost Danny Woodhead. I've lost Aaron Hernandez. I don't blame the guy for being frustrated, saying he wants a veteran presence and someone that he's familiar with being back on the field. Here's my question, and I would have it for Tom Brady, and I don't know that we'd ever really get the answer. Did today's game make him feel a little bit differently about that? Does today's game make him put down his phone, so to speak, and not check in with those vet receivers? Because he has to feel encouraged. I think we all feel encouraged based on the performance. I would hope that the quarterback feels encouraged by the way those guys played today as well. Alex is in Florida. He's up next on the postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Hi, Alex.
Hello. Alex is a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says here Alex was a male. That is Kevin's fault.
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin, get it together back there, Collins. I'm sorry, Alex. What did you think about today's game?
Well, first of all, I'm happy for the first time in years to say that I am loving this defense, which I have not been able to say for years. I'm also, I feel better about what is happening with the receivers. But I do think that you need a veteran presence because, if anything, it's only going to help the rookies get better. And I think it's going to make Brady get better. I'm tired of seeing him standing on the field, throwing his arms up in the air in frustration. That has to get into his head, and that has to affect the way he plays. Amendola should not be back this season, and if he is, they're stupid. Gronk will be back. I'm happy they rested him. They shouldn't have played him this game. They're saving him for the next game, which is smart. But after the next three games, they need to reassess. Because the next three games are going to be nothing like the first three games.
Alex, on the report before the game today about Brady texting the guys, and I think you kind of touched on it, don't you take that as an admission that this thing is in his head?
I definitely think it's in his head. Oh, for sure it's in his head. I don't think Brady has been used to since he took over for Bledsoe. He's never been in a place where he is right now. I don't think he knows what to do.
Yeah, and I think it's a situation that at 36 years old, he probably doesn't have a ton of patience for. That's probably...
No, he doesn't. I mean, this is his, what, his 13th year in the league?
This is his 14th year. 13th is the starter, yeah.
So I'm saying, like, since he took over for Bledsoe, he has never been in a position where he hasn't had somebody to throw to. And yes, these guys are new, and I think they'll be good by the end of the season. I don't see the harm in bringing in a veteran. I don't. I think it's only going to help them get better faster.
All right, Alex. Well, thanks for the call. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks a lot.
All right, take care. Alex gets to us at 855-PATS-500. That's where you can reach us on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline from the Patriots locker room after a very strong performance today is Brandon Bolden. Brandon, thanks for taking a couple of minutes, and congratulations on the win today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
How did you feel like your team was able to move the ball on the ground today with such consistency? Why do you think that was today?
Execution. Execution played a big part in today's game. Everybody followed their assignments and did exactly what they were supposed to do. And the outcome was us getting the win and, like you said, moving the ball down to the way we did.
Now, not only did you rush the ball out of the backfield, but you also had 5 catches in this game today. Do you feel like you are helping pick up whatever slack is left or whatever void there is with Shane Vereen being injured? Do you feel like you're kind of getting into that role?
I'm just trying to help as much as possible. One thing around it, and especially in our room, we say the more you can do, the more valuable you are. So, you know, I try to do as much as I can to help the team, whether it's stepping up and, you know, catching the slack or whether it's going out there on special teams and making a few tackles. You just go out there and, you know, just do your best. And, you know, sometimes things fall in the way they're supposed to.
Brandon, take us back to the play today that you picked up the 46 yards down the right sideline. What opened up for you to be able to make such a big gain on that play?
The offensive line did a great job. Fit up on a few key guys who they were supposed to. We practiced all week on a few things, and we kind of had a feeling on what they were going to do. And just came downfield, made that one cut to get upfield, and it was open. And the first thing came to my mind was, don't get caught. And that's, you know, I'm kind of mad that I did get caught, but it was a great run regardless. The offensive line did a great job. It was just a great job all around on that play.
How do you feel like your offensive line played all afternoon?
Offensive line did a great job, a real good job. Pass protection, run blocks, they did an awesome job. Those guys up there deserve all the praise for this game because they made everything possible today.
What's the general feeling in your locker room, Brandon? You guys are now 3-0. That's not an easy thing to do in the NFL. Do you feel like, you know, you're 3 games in, there's a little bit of an accomplishment there? I know it's a long season, but it's got to be good to be 3-0. You guys got to be feeling good.
I mean, it's always good to be 3-0, but like you said, you can't get lax right now. You gotta keep working. We gotta keep running. I think that's how everybody feels, is we have to keep going. We have to go back to work tomorrow. And it's like, so we're going to enjoy it for right now for the next couple of hours, and then it's on to the next game.
It's now on to Atlanta for Brandon Bolden and the Patriots next week in Week 4. Brandon, congratulations on the win, and thanks for taking a couple of minutes with us.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Brandon Bolden joining us on the Ace Ticket.
All the habits die
hard. Ace Ticket. I got the A out. Ace Ticket. Love Ace Ticket. Kenmore Square. Stop by there. You can see me there sometimes. Ace Ticket Hotline, 855-PATS-500. Brandon Bolden was on the good list today. Brandon Bolden had himself a nice little game. And I don't think that was a name a lot of people were talking about prior to today's game. But again, Brandon Bolden, 3 carries, 51 yards, had that big gain of 46 yards, did a great job catching some passes as well. 5 passes today on 6 targets, 51 yards receiving. He gave them a nice little pickup on offense. 855-PATS-500 is the telephone number. That's where Dave in Connecticut reaches us. He's up next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mark. How you doing? I just want to talk about the game today. I think I called Tuesday and we were talking about the receivers. I think that it was a marked improvement. Still have a long way to go, you know, but I think that they're starting to catch on, you know, and I think, you know, you said it earlier. I think that's why they're not really looking to bring in a veteran presence. You know, I don't think these guys are, you know, Chad Johnson or Bethel Jones, or these guys seem to have some talent, and it's just going to take some time. I think, you know, you just had Bolden on. I think it was a smart move. You know, everyone labels Belichick a genius, but, you know, I was hearing Bolden was on the bubble to be cut, and he kept him, and, you know, he had a great game for us today. You know, I think, you know, the defense is solid. You know, I'm glad that they re-signed Rob to a 3-year deal.
3-year extension. Deal, 3-year extension. Beyond 3 years beyond think, this year, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the nice reward for him. You know, and I think it's onward to the Falcons, and I think it's a winnable game for us right now because, you know, the Falcons are banged up. I mean, you know, Steven Jackson, is he going to be in that game? You know, they're banged up right now. So, you know, with Gronkowski back, whether he comes back this week or next, you know, or the following week, the way the defense is playing, I think, you know, we have a pretty good shot at taking the Falcons down. I mean, I don't think you could have said that at the beginning of the season the way, you know, things were looking. But like I said before, I mean, you just got to give these kids a chance and let them learn with Brady. I mean, I saw his press conference and, you know, night and day, you know, so I'm on TV, smiles and, you know, giggles and, you know, I mean, he didn't have the best game, but, you know, it was a well-balanced attack. Would they have 158 on the ground and 222 in the air?
Yeah, I think they lost a few yards at the end, so I think it ended up being 156 on the ground in this game, which was a solid effort on the ground. They were balanced,
yeah, and, I mean,
and they ran on the ground.
I think that's what we've strived for all along, is to be a balanced team. And if we can have that kind of attack, it makes the Patriots a dangerous team. It really does.
Yeah.
When Brady was thrown for 300-400, you know, a game, and we were running for 60, we weren't balanced. And it seems that, you know, we're starting to get that balance. And you know, hey, we're 3-0. Can't be happier than that. But, you know, it's on to the Falcons. We got a stretch coming up, Falcons, Cincinnati, and the Saints. It's going to be tough, you know. And, you know, if we can go 2-1 or maybe even 3-0 out of that three-game stretch, I mean, the rest of the season's going to look pretty good for us.
Dave, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. Dave mentioned a couple of things there that are definitely key. That is Falcons next week. You got to feel decent about the Patriots' chances being 3-0. And the Falcons are banged up a little bit right now. They've got a number of starters that have been unavailable. We'll see what happens over the course of the next week and see if they can go next Sunday night and see what happens there. But at 3-0, the Patriots have some confidence. And the thing I like the most about this upcoming game for the Patriots, this is the first real test. And as we heard Brandon Bolden said, it's right back to work for this team, right back to getting ready for our next opponent. It's one game at a time, which has become the Patriots' mantra over the years, one game at a time. And now they will celebrate this win. They'll get back to it on Tuesday, and they will be getting ready for Atlanta in their first real big test of the year on the road against the best team they have faced yet. And I like that about that. That excites me for that game because you want to see how this team responds. And I think this was a good win for them today. Get a home win, improve upon some things, and now get ready for Atlanta. I'm really looking forward to this game next week for the Patriots. And I'm sure you are too. 855-PATS-500 is the telephone number. 855-PATS-500. Anxious to get your thoughts on what happened out on the field today in Foxborough. Patriots and Buccaneers. Some emails coming in. Michael writes in from California. Do we think this is a sign of growth from the wide receivers? And I think the answer is yes. Michael wrote that email a short time ago, so he's probably heard us talking about that by now. This definitely was a sign of progress for the wide receivers, for the rookies on this team, for Tompkins, for Dobson. I'm really high on Dobson today. I'm feeling really good about that guy. I think that Dobson, and I've thought this all along, he's going to develop. He's going to be a player in the NFL. And I was kind of half expecting that, you know what, it wasn't going to get to that point this year. He needed some time to develop. I think he's made a lot of strides in the last couple of weeks. He looked really good today. He played a real solid game, and he looked really good. He looked good creating separation and getting open. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We have our haiku coming in on email, and you want to send an email, you can do it, webradio@patriots.com. You can follow along on Twitter and send me a tweet as well, @Mark with a C, as everyone calls me around here, Mark with a C, Mark_Bertrand. Give me a follow on Twitter. We'll talk about this game there as well. Duke. He checks in with his haiku. Here's Duke's haiku. He writes us a haiku each and every week after the Patriots game. Today's haiku reads, 23-3, 88 yards for Dougie. This makes me happy. Oh, it's rhyming this week, too. It's not only a haiku, it's rhyming. Paragraph 2. Darrell on Tompkins. He caught 2 touchdowns today. Unleash Boyce and Dobbs. Paragraph 3. 3 wins, no losses. Good on defense and offense. We look well-rounded. Thanks for the haiku, Duke. Duke also adds in. Also a general question. What's your opinion on the Ninkovich extension? Duke, I think the Ninkovich extension is a good one. According to the reports, it's going to pay him in the range of $5 million a year for 3 years. I like the length. I like the money. He's become a very solid player for this team. He has really developed into a consistent player on the Patriots defense. Good player. Good guy to have. Good locker room presence. Good presence on the field. That's a good signing. And I think he's earned it. I think he's definitely earned it. Let's continue with your emails. Hey, Mark, just wanted to give a shout-out to the PFW Elite Group on Facebook. It seems that the other group has had a lot of people jump ship. Anyway, what do you think of this defense and Vollmer's injury? I think the defense played pretty well today. Alfonso Dennard, in year two, by the way, through 3 games. I really like Alfonso Dennard, too. Hasn't impressed me. Has not impressed me. Aqib Talib, early in this game today, defensively for the Pats, was locked in on Vincent Jackson. It's been a while since the Patriots have had a corner like that where no matter where the best receiver on the field is, he's going after him and he's going to line up on him every single play. Aqib Talib was in the center of the field, breaking that defensive huddle, looking around saying, where's Vincent Jackson? Where's my guy? And for the most part, he did a pretty solid job covering him. Aqib Talib was good. Kyle Arrington, he's played great so far this season. He played okay today, too. The linebackers were good. Gerard Mayo had a real nice game. Real nice game today for Mayo. In fact, I want to say, actually, he played a great game today. Gerard Mayo played a really good game today. I want to give Gerard Mayo a lot of credit. And up front, they were getting some push. And let's be honest.
And Mayo go together.
Look at the way... Look at the way the Patriots shut down the run, and the longest run they allowed today from Doug Martin was 11 yards. He's an explosive running back. He can make big plays. We heard Vince Wilfork and the Patriots defense talking about that all week leading up to the game, and it didn't happen. It didn't transpire for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today. Let's go back to the phones. Al's in New Jersey. What's up, Al?
Hey, Mark. You know, Mark, it doesn't get better than this. The Giants are 0-3. The Pats are 3-0. It's like, you know, it's heaven. I'm going to sleep great tonight. You know, we always hear about the Pats. They play lousy teams. You know, Tampa should have won. The Jets should have won. The Bills could have won. But the Pats are the team that's 3-0. And, you know, this is a team that, are they 14-0 divisional play? 14 wins in a row? I mean, even championship teams don't do that. You know, we have the poor man, Wes Welker and Edelman. Last year we were 2-3 and we went to the divisional playoff game. You know what? Everything is great. These receivers are going to get better. And, you know, we hear that Tom Brady was texting Lloyd, also texting Branch. You know, he said he didn't do that. So I don't know where that's coming from. And let's just give Brady the receivers that he has and he's going to take us to the playoffs again.
Al, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Giants at 0-3, by the way. And here's what's going on in the NFL today. Baltimore with a huge, huge win over Houston, 30-9. Let me give you some of these scores from across the league. Get that correct score up there for you. Sorry. 30-9, Baltimore with a win today. Dallas crushed St. Louis. Cincinnati beat Green Bay, 34-30. As we know, the Patriots beat Tampa Bay. I'm just going across the scoreboard. Cleveland with a 31-21 win over Minnesota in their first game without Trent Richardson. New Orleans crushed Arizona, 31-7. Tennessee with the upset of San Diego today.
By the way, Yeah, not to interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead.
But the fighting Brian Hoyer, Brian Hoyers were the big one.
Oh, I totally forgot to mention this.
Game-winning touchdown pass.
Brian Hoyer was ridiculous today. We were watching in the stadium, and if you've come down to the stadium and you've seen a game here, whether it be in the preseason or today or last week against the Jets, I'll tell you, the staff here at Gillette Stadium doing a tremendous job. They added a second ribbon. They call them those ribbon video boards. There's two of them now on each sideline, but then they added these ones in the corners of the stadium that wrap around the 200 level seating. It's just below, if you're in the stadium, just below the 200 level seating. There's these ribbons with scores and fantasy stats and individual stats from games across the league, and they run them all game long. You know, the NFL is really trying to make the in-game experience, and obviously the Patriots at the forefront of that with all of the technology that they focus on. These scoreboards with stats and scores all game long are awesome. But then you see the crowd focuses on them because, you know, they're up to the minute. And it kept coming across the board today here inside the stadium where when Brian Hoyer's stats would get thrown up there, and early on his stats were something ridiculous. He was crazy efficient at the start of the game. Brian Hoyer finished 30 of 54 today for 321 yards and three TDs. But he had two TDs early and was like 11 of 14 or 12 of 14 and and the crowd, you would either hear was like cheering or like laughing because they just couldn't believe how great he was. And it was really funny to see, but they kept putting the Brian Hoyer stats up there on the board. The other one that kept getting put up on the board that people would give the oohs and the ahs and the cheers to, Carolina wipes out the Giants today, 38-0. The Giants now 3-0 on the year. That was the other one today that they would put on the scoreboard inside the stadium, and the crowd was going nuts for. The fighting Brian Hoyers with a win. Carolina blows out the Giants. The Giants now fall to 0-3. Some other scores going on. Detroit 27-20 winners over Washington. Washington now 0-3. RG3 and the Redskins 0-3. And it was a little bit of a wild day in the NFL. Baltimore with a big, big win. I'll tell you who was right about that. Paul Perillo. He mocked us when we took Houston in that game, and he was right. Paul Perillo, right again. Some other scores coming to us courtesy of NFL.com. Right now, Atlanta up 10-7 on Miami. They're in the second quarter. And we'll bring you some other scores here throughout the course of the show. But those are some of the interesting ones today from across the league. Hoyer gets a big win in Cleveland. They do it without Trent Richardson, without Brandon Whedon. They throw in Hoyer, and boom, they get a win over Minnesota. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. 855-PATS-500. That is the telephone number. You want to send in your email, do it at webradio@patriots.com. I promised that you would hear from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and you will. You'll hear from both of them coming up next.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
The Buccaneers buses pulling out of Gillette Stadium right now, and they are pulling out of here with a 0-3 record on the year after losing 23-20. You know how I know they're pulling out of here, Kev?
I can hear them.
I can hear them. You may have been able to hear them, too, if you're listening to the broadcast. They're blowing their horns a couple of minutes ago, which you could probably catch if you were listening closely. They are. They're right outside this door that I'm standing next to. They turn the buses on. And it's like the wall shakes a little bit. It's like, can you quiet down? We're trying to do a radio show here. Trying to do a radio show over here, guys.
It's just a thing for that.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Quiet down. They don't look like a happy bunch. I could share that with you. They look like any NFL team that loses a game. They put the headphones on and go back home 0-3 and say, yep, my team's not going anywhere because that's where the Buccaneers are headed.
I felt like I could hear those buses starting pretty early in the second half.
Yeah, they warmed them up.
Yeah, you could hear them revving them up.
Warmed them up.
I was jingling the keys over there on the sideline.
Were you? That's good. That'll get you fired, probably.
Yeah, it's a good quick way to get fired.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Bill Belichick stepped to the podium right after this game, and here's what the head coach of the Patriots said about his team's win.
I thought our team did a good job today. We had a good week of practice, and I think that showed up out on the field. We had good contributions from all three phases on offense, defense, special teams. Thought that our situational football was better. Third down, red area, fourth down. Kicking game. So, I thought we made some improvement this week and that was good to see. Like I said, we had a good solid week of work and I think that showed up on the field. So it's not just Sundays, it's all that goes into it. But I thought the players really did a good job this week and happy that we had some of the success that we had today, as a total team. I think Tampa's a good football team and fortunately we just made a few more plays than they did today. Well, I thought we did an okay job today. We were able to play good in the red area. That was big. Keep them out of the end zone. But next week we'll have a new set of challenges, so we'll just have to, do everything well against Atlanta. But, today was, red area defense, and we made some third and fourth down stops when we needed to. They moved the ball. They had some long drives, but fortunately it didn't result in a lot of points.
Yeah, the offensive efficiency today and the top of the receivers, how much of that do you think is due to having more practice?
I think we get better every time we have practice. I mean, if we don't, then I don't know why we're going out there. So, we had an opportunity to have an extra day this week with the Thursday game. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I think it helped our entire football team. And, our execution, our communication, our timing on everything was, a little better. And hopefully it'll be better next week. I think they've been working hard. They've given us good effort every week. I thought all our backs ran well. Brandon did a good job for us, but Steven, LeGarrette, they all had some good runs, some key runs for us, and it's a tough defense to run the ball against, but we're able to chip away and at least keep them honest and stay out a lot of long yardage situations, and that helped us. When we got a long yardage, then that was those were our bad series, but when we were able to control the distance situations and the running game certainly helped that, and that was that was positive for us. Yeah, well, he's a heck of a player. Made a big catch there on us early, and I'm sure they missed him when he went out. But I thought Akib did a good job competing against him and played him, played him tough at the line of scrimmage. And Jackson made a couple, but Talib made a couple, and it was a good competitive matchup. He's definitely a guy. Obviously him and Martin are two guys you got to stop on this football team, and being able to keep him out of the end zone and just limit his catches was huge for us. But Akib did a great job. He worked hard, had a good week of preparation. He had a real good week of practice and showed up in the game. He made that play in practice, the interception, a couple times, just the way it turned out in the game. So it's just, good example of, practicing well leads to game performance. Yeah, we'll see how, we'll look at the film and see how it goes. But we got a lot of contribution from a lot of players today. And I thought we were, okay in the kicking game. Our field position was competitive. Made some kicks. The kick of the half was a big kick. But all the guys that played, we had good solid contributions from everybody. Well, we usually don't talk about how the plays are called and all that, but obviously what we were trying to do was get the ball as close as we could in the field goal range, and where we had it there was on like maybe the 40 or 41, would have been a 57, 58-yard field goal with a strong crosswind, and each yard to get a little bit closer would, increase our percentages on that. So we only had, I think it was 6 seconds on the clock, so we didn't have a lot of time to run a play and call timeout, so we had to you know, may do something pretty direct, get as much yards as we could in a short amount of time and take a timeout. So, you know, and then Steve made a kick. So, you know, all that stuff is great, but, you know, it all comes down to making the kick and having good execution by the field goal team. And we had it on that play with the specialists and the protection. And, so, you know, that made it all look good. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't mean anything. Staying out of long yardage. Yeah, we got some long yardage situations early, and just, you know, second and 18, third and 15, you couldn't overcome them. I mean, not going to overcome those very often, but when we were able to, you know, keep it into third and, you know, two, threes, fours, ones, you know, we were able to convert more of those. So that was, I think that was the big thing. Avoiding a negative play, staying out of long yardage, like it usually is. Yeah, no, it was, you know, a touchback game, you know, both kickers. I mean, I think there was only one kickoff returned, right? That was like 20-yard line, so it was a touchback game. You know, I think that's, you see a lot of that this time of year. Weather's good, and, you know, it's warm, and ball's flying, and, you know, but we're going to have to cover them sooner or later, and we're going to have to return them sooner or later. So, you know, I'm sure we'll get our chances, but today was a touchback day. Yeah, well, again, I think once we eliminated the negative plays and stayed out of long yardage, then we were able to, you know, move the ball competitively. But, you know, the second and third and longs, I mean, it's just too hard. So, you know, as a group offensively, we didn't have a lot of negative runs as we got going. We didn't have too many penalties. We didn't have too many, you know, second and tens, third and tens. And so that's the key to it. You just can't, you know, second and 15s, third and 15s. I mean, you just can't, you know, expect to get too many of those in this league. Not against a good defense like Tampa. Okay, great. Thank you.
Bill Belichick after his team's 23-3 win at Gillette Stadium today. Pat's now 3-0 on the year. We'll hear from Tom Brady coming up in just a couple of minutes. Let's get back to some of your emails. webradio@patriots.com. Get some of your thoughts on this game, and we do have the wide-open phone lines for you right now at 855-PATS-500. If you want to jump on board, give us your thoughts on the phone lines as well, 855-PATS-500. And send your tweets over as well, at @Mark_Bertrand. I know many of you probably watching some of the 4 o'clock games, but give us a call, and let's talk about the Pats game today. Get to some of the emails, as I said. Brian from Essex, Vermont writes in, "Hey, Mark, much better performance by the Pats in this game, and I'm really looking forward to a healthy Gronkowski and Amendola. When added to this receiving core, however, I'm not ready to rest on this offense until we get some consistency from them. Sure, Brady wasn't as sharp as we're used to, but the Pats have still held the Bucs to 3 today, and we put up 23 on them. Granted, Freeman isn't a great QB, but the Bucs' O-line is pretty dang good. So, if we're wondering about a better QB, you have to also look at that better QB's O-line, right?" He also writes, "This defense continues to impress me, though. The bend-don't-break mentality appears to be working out for them and keeping the Patriots in the game when their offense struggles. As I said, though, if they can get some consistency, add Gronk and Amendola in, it could be back to business as usual for the Pats offense. Have a great day. Go Pats." That's from Brian up in Vermont. The offensive line point is a good one. The Bucs do have an offensive line of quality. They do play well up front. They have good receivers. They have a great running back. They have one really great receiver. They have weapons on that team. They've got some playmakers on defense. The one piece that team is missing is their quarterback. Josh Freeman stinks. That's what it comes down to. But you do make some interesting points. Getting into the red zone and settling for field goals, that was on the bad list today for sure. The defense, that bend but don't break, is a fair criticism. It's a fair criticism of this team. A lot of those yards given up early in this game, too. Don't forget that. On the day, yardage-wise, total offense in terms of yards, 323 for Tampa Bay, 358 for the Patriots in this game, and Freeman passed for 236 yards. and 97 yards on the ground for Tampa Bay rushing. A lot of that came early in this game. Tampa Bay was moving the ball early in this game, and later on the defense settled in. And that's one of the things we put on the good list. So there's that. But I understand, Brian, still some concerns. This is a game that before the year you look at and you say you're supposed to win, but we saw some signs of improvement, and I think that's the positive we take away. Alex is in Chicago. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Mark with the C. How you doing?
Good, Alex. What you got?
I'm really impressed with the defense. You know, giving up 3 points, anytime you can do that, it's always a great thing. And I really have some optimism about the offense. You know, it seems like they're building chemistry, and they're going to get better, you know, as the season goes on. And I'm looking forward to seeing them grow.
Yeah, I think we all are, Alex, to be honest with you. I think there were some signs of improvement this week offensively that people are going to get excited about.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
All right, Alex. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Some other emails coming in. Pete from Augusta, Maine writes in, Mark, I know you don't like bend but don't break, but it works. It worked today, that's for sure. The good, everyone. Team showed good character. Not saying they were great, but they showed some improvement. Next week, turn up the intensity. I think we stand a good chance to win next week. That's from Pete in Augusta, Maine. Talking about next week's game, game 4 against the Atlanta Falcons. I think the Patriots absolutely stand a chance. I'm excited. I already told you this earlier. I'm very excited about this game because this is going to be a real challenge for the Patriots. Going on the road, going against a team that I think is pretty good. Right now, Falcons have a 13-10 lead on the Dolphins in Miami. That's at the half. I think that's a game that the Patriots can absolutely compete in and win. But it's going to be a very tough game. It's going to be a big challenge. Going on the road, Sunday night football, all of that. That all comes into play. And how do they look in that challenge? Do they rise up? Do they raise that intensity as we just heard? That suggestion that they kick up the intensity a notch and come away with a win? At 3-0, things are pretty good for the Pats. They're pretty good. Some other scores going on right now. Jets have a 7-6 lead on the Bills. That with 9:57 to go in the second quarter. Colts and Niners tied up at 7 in San Francisco, 8:13 to go in the second. Seahawks with a 14-0 lead on the Jaguars early in the second quarter. No surprise there. Early games, Bengals with a win over the Packers. Cowboys with a big win over the Rams. Titans 20-17 over the Chargers. Browns led by Brian Hoyer today get a 31-27 win over Minnesota. Saints are now 3-0 with a blowout win over the Cardinals 31-7. Lions beat the Redskins 27-20. Redskins now 0-3 on the year. Ravens 2-1 on the year, as are the Texans, who the Ravens beat today. Ravens get a 30-9 win. The Giants 0-3 on the year. They get blown out by the Panthers today, 38-0. And tonight on Sunday Night Football, you have Chicago visiting Pittsburgh. That's the game coming up later on tonight in the Sunday night matchup. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. Let's hear from the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, today after a win over the Tampa Bay Bucks. Brady on the afternoon, 25 of 36 for 225 yards passing, 2 TDs and a pick. He was sacked 3 times. Here's Tom Brady after the win.
Hi, guys.
You started out slow, Tommy, but you got it going when you needed to. The ball struck
that. Yeah.
Your body language is
better. Well, hopefully, you know, it stays that way, but I thought the guys did a great job of trying to, you know, we had a good week of practice, and I think it ultimately showed up, and it was a good win. It was fun to be out there, fun to see us, you know, play a little bit better. So it's nice to be 3-0.
Tom, can you talk about the growth of the receivers, especially, you know, the great game, what the receivers have done from last week to this week?
Well, they've been playing good. I mean, I think we just got good production. It's from the tight end spot, from the running back spot. It's nice that the burden doesn't have to fall in one position. So, you know, got a great job in a running game against one of the best run defenses in the league. So, you know, 160 yards rushing against the number one rated rush defense in the league last year is pretty impressive.
How important was it for you to get points off the team before down turnovers in the first half and actually to get points on more than that on the defense?
They did a great job, and, you know, Tampa got stuck a few times, you know, going in the fringe area, going into the wind, and they had to go for it because it's too short to punt it and too long for a field goal, and, you know, we've been caught in that situation a few times. So our defense did a great job stopping them. And anytime you can limit a team to 3 points is incredible in the NFL. So they've been playing great. You know, offensively, we just got to keep doing a better job.
Talk about the determination of the rookies just trying to do a good job for the offense and trying to do a lot for you.
Well, they're doing, yeah, I mean, they're doing a great job. They've worked really hard to, you know, understand what we're trying to do on a weekly basis, and it changes up a lot with our offense. So it's not like we do the same thing week to week all the time. It's, you know, we try to attack teams in different ways, and, you know, today we definitely made some adjustments throughout the first quarter, second quarter, and we did a good job adjusting and really trying to understand what, you know, we needed to do to put drives together.
Sometimes young guys have a hard time understanding urgency. Aaron was just in there saying that your frustration last week kind of cemented for him that, you know, we don't have time. We've got to do this right. We've got to do it right quickly.
Yeah.
I'm sure that wasn't your intent, but I think maybe that's the result. You know?
Yeah, it's interesting because you go through the spring camps and you have the practices, and they're, because there's not real competition, there's no scoreboard. In some ways, you get false sense of security that, you know, things are going the right way, and then you have preseason games and practices, and things are going the right way, and none of it matters, you know, because what matters is what you do during our regular season. So, you know, you come to these games. We went up to Buffalo, and we won a hard-fought game. You know, took a big drive from us at the end to win, and then last week was, you know, a division opponent. We didn't play our best, but, you know, we really fought it out, grinded it out, and today was, you know, a better day all around. So, it's just. Every week is, it's a week-to-week thing in the NFL, and you got to put it in every week, and every week the urgency is more because there are less games and there's less you can do about your season. So just to get to 3-0 is, you know, we've only done it once, I don't know, the last 7 years or 9 years or something like that, which is a pretty good stat. So love to get to 4-0.
You spend a lot of time talking about boys and mental toughness, and the first two drives today probably were a good challenge for that to see where you all were at, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we got off to a bit of a slow start. We just didn't convert some meaningful third downs. And when you don't do it, you know, you're off the field and you're punting the ball to the other team. But our defense did a great job limiting them to a field goal, then stopping them. And really, that was a big turnaround where they stopped them on in the fringe. We took the ball, went down the field, and I hit KT on the route for the touchdown. So that ended up being a big swing, you know, with a big stop, a good drive, and really resulting in a touchdown.
Hey, Tommy, the quarterback sneak right before the half, you picked up 5 yards on. Is that an audible? Is that something designed?
We talked about it, so it was, I mean, I wish I could have been a little faster and got a little more, but, you know, the great thing is Steve made the field goal, and Coach always talks about those really important situational football plays of actually, when you get a chance to finish the play, we finish the play, and it was a great field goal attempt, kick, blocking, snapping, and huge momentum play going in with the interception, make two good positive plays, and then, you know, a great kick to go into half with 3 points.
Tom, when you report the game, you reached out to Yannick Indor, Brandon, can you comment on that?
No, I haven't talked to those guys in a while. I love both of them. They're good friends and great teammates, but I haven't talked to either of them in a while.
How valuable is this part of the season where it's kind of forcing you to go around to all these different targets while
Yeah, and we've, you know, fortunately, you know, all those guys, Sudfeld, the three rookie receivers, have all been out there at practice every day throughout the spring. In the summer, I know Josh missed some in the spring, but I've thrown a lot of balls to those guys. We spent a lot of time talking about offensive football and situational football, and you know, we've done a pretty good job in situational football, which is really helped us. The plays before the end of the half, the drive at the end of the Buffalo game, the third down play that we made at the end of last against the Jets where Julian caught the ball in the under route. And those are big plays. They're little things, but they're big things. And, you know, that's a big reason why we're
3-0. How'd you feel your play today?
I could play better. I certainly could play better. The interception will bother me for the rest of the week until I get a chance to get out there again. And the missed touchdown pass, that was terrible. So I expect to make those plays.
You were having some early game, appeared to have some trouble on first down, so you had a third and long situation. You start tackling and giving them on first down?
Yeah, we did a better job on the drive starts. You know, this team is, done a great job last year through the preseason of getting teams into third and long. They do a great job with their run defense to get you in second and tens, second and ten plus, which forces you into third and long, and it's an aggressive defense. So, you know, when you get in these third and 11s, third and 9s, third and, you know, they like in third and 10 plus, they've had more third and 10 plus attempts than third and less than 10, which, you know, that talks a lot about, you know, their first and second down defense. So we obviously didn't do a very good job of that early in the game. I thought we converted better as the game went on, but, you know, we're going to have to do a better job of it next week. A little bit, yeah. I mean, we definitely made some adjustments of routes that we thought would be better against what they were playing. You know, and then we ended up making the play. So, you know, it's one thing to make the adjustment and say, look, this is going to give us a better chance. And ended up, you know, we did end up doing a better job. And, you know, guys made a lot of really great catches out there, good catch and run plays. Like the touchdown, we had a bunch of third downs with guys crossing the field. So that was important. Thank you, guys.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, after the win today over the Buccaneers, as you heard him say, he has not talked to Brandon Lloyd. He has not talked to Deion Branch, said they were tremendous teammates and good players, but he hasn't talked to those guys in a while. However, there was a report prior to the game by Mike Silver and Ian Rappaport, both of NFL Network, that Brady had been texting with both Brandon Lloyd, and also Deion Branch, texting with them to gauge their interest in coming back.
Tom, when you reported the game, have you reached out to Deion again or Brandon Lloyd? Can you comment on that?
No, I haven't talked to those guys in a while. I love both of them. They're good friends and great teammates, but I haven't talked to either of them in a while.
Interesting. Says he hasn't talked to him. So, Tom says he hasn't talked to him, but let's be honest. Let's say Tom Brady did text them, right? What do you expect him to say? Do you think Tom Brady's going to say, "Yo, yes, I did. I texted them, and I asked them about coming back"? No, he's not going to admit that. But let's talk about it in this aspect. The way in which Tom Brady's rookie receivers improved today. Does he now say to himself, I didn't need to text those guys. We're going to improve. We're going to get better on offense, and I'm not going to need those guys. I'm not going to need one of those veterans. What we've got is going to be good enough. So if that report is true, which, again, in solid reporters, one of which is close to Brady and Mike Silver, if that thing is true, it indicates that this thing has really rattled Tom Brady or gotten into his head. He's overthinking it. He's overthinking it a little bit too much. And I don't think Tom Brady has the power to go out and sign players. Unless he was asked by a coach, and the coach being Bill Belichick, to text those players because they're trying to make a push to sign one of them. You know, you see that in sports all the time. Hey, are you buddies with so-and-so? We're making a pitch to sign him. We want him to be a part of the team. And maybe you can reach out to him and really convince him that he should sign with us. Unless it's that kind of situation, Tom Brady would be wasting his time. Because Bill Belichick is not going to listen to Tom Brady say, I want Brandon Lloyd back, or I want Deion Branch back, and he's going to go out and do it. Tom Brady doesn't make those personnel decisions. He doesn't make those decisions at all. So that's the thing that I find most interesting about that report. I find it believable that Tom Brady would text those guys, but I find it kind of far-fetched that he would do it on his own. So if it's true, was he being told to text those guys and just check in with them and see where they're at? And there were other reports out this morning that the Patriots had checked in with some other teams about the availability of wide receivers, and they were looking around the trade market. I don't know, something to think about. But did all that change today with the way the rookies played? You tell me. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Email webradio@patriots.com. That's where Keith reaches us. Keith writes, I think the Brady woozed, or I think he may say, oh yeah, sorry. I read this completely wrong. I think the Brady woos today came from him not having confidence in himself, not being able to play with the rookie wide receivers. On one play in the second quarter, Brady missed a wide open Tompkins and Julian Edelman. A confident Brady would not have missed that opportunity, nor the underthrows to Dobson in the end zone followed by an idiotic interception in the third quarter. That's from Keith in Dallas. Keith, I think he was locking in on guys, and that may be a part of this gaining trust, gaining the relationships with some of those receivers. Brady seemed to lock in on guys as if he was determined to get balls to certain places on the field, make certain plays, and that's the play you referenced where he missed Edelman and Dobkins down the field. Those guys were wide open. Wide open. Tompkins and Edelman down the field. And it looked like it was Dobson that he was locked in on that play. To go back and watch it, I believe it was Dobson. Alexandra writes in, happy to see a decisive victory, but we're supposed to win these games. Scoring field goals and not scoring touchdowns will not cut it the next three games, though. The receivers will improve with Brady, Belichick, and McDaniels. How can they not? They will not and should not get Amendola back this season. He's an absolute waste of money. Gronk will come back, but what if he's not as good or gets hurt again? It can't be all on Edelman. I see no harm in bringing in a veteran player to get Brady out of his own head and help the receivers come along. Tlaib! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! At least one interception in each game. So happy to see the defense finally improve and do their part to keep us in games. Tlaib, with three picks on the year now for Aqib Tlaib in this one, in this season so far. Two against the Jets and one this week. Three so far. Not in that first game against Buffalo, I believe. I'll double check that. That's from, this one's from David. This email was from David here. Talking about the Pats win today. I want to hear about the Pats win from you at 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. Still coming up. We're going to hear from Vince Wilfork. Hear what he had to say about the win. Aqib Tlaib himself, we just mentioned. He spoke after the game, had some great stuff to say about this win for his team. He was going up against his former team in the Buccaneers. And he was locked in on Vincent Jackson today. We will hear from him, hear what Aqib Tlaib has to say, and we will also hear what Aaron Dobson had to say for himself after coming up with a pretty strong performance for the offense today. All of those players, you'll hear from all three of them, Wilfork, Dobson, Tlaib. It's all coming up next right here. Don't go anywhere.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt. Before she drove to New York. And before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio. Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
It's the Patriots postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand, and it's presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots beat the Buccaneers 23-20 today. Call us on the Ace Ticket Online, 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. Open lines for you right now to jump on board with your thoughts on this game. 855-PATS-500 and the email webradio@patriots.com. The Patriots defense only allowed 3 points this afternoon to the Buccaneers. We've mentioned that on the ground, Doug Martin was limited to 88 yards. And for Doug Martin, 88 yards, you'd say, okay. And you know what? You look at the longest run of the day for Martin, it was 11 yards. So it was a good day for the Patriots defense in terms of taking Martin and not making him a major factor, not allowing him to rip off any big runs, keeping him in check. He's a very good running back. 20 carries, 88 yards. He did average over 4 yards a carry, but you know what? The Patriots kept him in check. They kept the offense for Tampa Bay in check in this game, and that's why they only ended up with 3 points on the afternoon. And, of course, a big part of the Patriots' defense, and I want to talk more about some of the positives on defense after we hear from them. This is Vince Wilfork after the Pats win.
Feel good. You know, 3-0. You can't ask for anything any better. You know, I think we played well together as a team. Offense, defense, and special teams. So we had a good week of practice, and it showed tonight.
Hey, you kicked away that scoop score off the Buffalo, off the Ridley fumble. You guys led up 27 points. I mean, 3 total touchdowns, 2 field goals. What does that mean to you guys as a team?
defensive unit, three free
games. You know what we always talking about? The biggest stat to us is, you know, points allowed. And, you know, for the past 3 weeks, I think defensively we've done a real good job of, you know, just holding our opponents low-scoring games. So, obviously, that's something we work on. I mean, red area is another big area for us. Third down is a big area for us. I think we stepped up big time today with the challenge of, the, you know, Martin running the rock. And I think we did a real good job on him. So we forced him in some situations that we knew we could win in. We worked hard all week. And, you know, like I said, it feels good to go out and execute the way we executed today because we put a lot of work into it. You know, one of our emphasis was, you know, red area, and today it showed third down, you know, it showed. So, I mean, we just, you know, getting better each week, and that's the only thing you can ask for right now.
Since the offense kind of get good,
it's always good to score points. So, I mean, we know what type of team we have. We know our offense, you know, sooner or later that they're going to, you know, start clicking. So we're not worried about that. You know, our goal as a defense is hold our opponents to less points than us. And for 3 weeks in a row, we've done that. So it's a good feeling to be
3-0. And you guys are 3-0.
Really humbled, aren't you? I mean, it's a lot of football left to play. I think we can be as good as we want to be, as long as we continue to get better as a team. I think that's the biggest thing for us right now is individually raise our level and play, and, you know, just take every day as it comes. You know, and if we attack each week like that, we'll be okay. So this week is, you know, it'll be another challenge going down Atlanta. So every week is different, but our goal is going to be the same, and that's to get better each week.
How big is it for you guys in the front seven? Obviously, you're a stop guy in the middle. You get double challenged a lot. You're getting double teamed. You have guys that can win on one-on-one on the outside with this team, which whether it's John and hit some reps.
I mean, you know what? It's big because that's what it's all about. You know, you can't double everybody. You can't single everyone. I mean, you know, I know if I have two, somebody's free. I know if somebody else has two, we have guys on the line of scrimmage that can win one-on-one battles. And through 3 weeks, we've seen that. I mean, it's just good to work with guys that understand if they have one-on-one battles, they must win. And, you know, they work their tails off. You know, a lot of respect go to these guys. It's just good to have that feeling, you know, going into the locker room or going into a game that's knowing, you know, one of these guys are going to make a lot of plays. We don't know who it may be, but, you know, it's going to be one of them. And when it happens, you have to, you know, you have to take advantage of it. And I think we've been doing a real good job of that. Probably tomorrow. I mean, come in, watch film, work out, and get the jump on Atlanta and move forward. I mean, this league, you can't really spend too much time on a win or a loss. So it's a lot of football left to play. We're not where we need to be. I mean, it's a lot of football need to be played, and it's a lot of areas that we can clean up. So our job is to clean them up. And each week, we have to go, we have to attack each week like that, saying we're going to get better. So 3 weeks in a row, we've raised our level of play. And it's going to take, you know, next week the same thing. Another good week of practice and preparation. And hopefully we can execute it on Sunday.
It's a big man, Vince Wilfork, after the Patriots win today. Vince Wilfork, center of that Patriots defense, and obviously has been for a very long time, the big part of the run stuffing that the Patriots do up front. Another big part of that today, Brandon Spikes, who we have yet to mention, and I'm not sure how we made it this far into this program without mentioning Brandon Spikes, who, if you've heard me talk about this Patriots team, you know I am a big fan of Brandon Spikes. I like what Brandon Spikes brings to the table. And in terms of run-stuffing linebackers, he's one of the best in the NFL. And he had probably his best game of the season so far today against the Buccaneers. And as we've mentioned, 88 yards for Martin. Brandon Spikes, a big part of that. Fourth down stop in this game, which was big for him. A couple of fourth down stops, actually, in this game for Brandon Spikes being in there and being in the mix. He was terrific today. He was great. And he is someone that I really enjoy watching, to be honest with you, because I think he brings a certain attitude or element of swagger, which is an intangible. It's not really something that shows up in terms of, can he make the tackle? Can he, you know, fill the gap and come up and make the stop? It doesn't help in those type of things. But, you know, you ever hear the sayings, you feel good, you play good, you have confidence, you play good. You play well when you're really feeling good coming onto the field to start the game. I think Brandon Spikes adds some of that to the Patriots defense. His intangibles to me are something that I really appreciate about him. So Brandon Spikes is a big part of stopping the run. Aqib Talib today, as we've talked about a lot so far, as I mentioned earlier, was matching up with Vincent Jackson all day long. Had that interception, as we mentioned. He has three on the year now. He had two against the Jets, one this week. Aqib Talib coming up with that pick late in the first half. Patriots ended up getting a field goal out of it. Great day for Aqib Talib. We're going to hear from him in just 1 minute. Kyle Arrington, on the other hand, I mentioned this off the top briefly. He was okay today, I guess. I'd be closer to putting him on the bad list, to be honest with you, instead of the neutral list. He was having some issues early in the game, dealing with Mike Williams, and then in my mind's eye here as they went left to right in front of me. There was one play on the far sideline where he had some struggles against Williams, was able to make the tackle and stay with him, but he did not have his best game, and he played two very solid games to start the year. I think he took a step back today, but I'm willing to give him some leeway based on the way he played in the first couple of games. I didn't think Alphonso Dennard played particularly well either, and he got a good chunk of playing time. Logan Ryan saw the field in this game today as well. So it was kind of after Talib, things weren't as settled as you probably would like them to be in the secondary. In terms of the corners, it was a little bit unsettled. But Aqib Talib was the rock out there today. And while Vincent Jackson was in the game before he went out with the rib injury, you know, breaking the huddle, Aqib Talib on the field, looking for his guy. Where's Jackson going? And it was fun to watch. It was fun to see that matchup. And Aqib Talib held his own. And here's what Aqib Talib had to say after the game about his day.
We knew we had an idea. We had a good idea of the concepts they like to run, you know, 2 minutes before the half. Matty P called a perfect coverage for what they like to do, and we made the play.
You said you had an idea of some of the concepts. Was some of that have anything to do with playing them in the preseason or your
I mean, yeah, preseason, just a lot from the preseason and just tape, man. They played two games this year. You know, they run basic concepts, so we watched a lot of tape, man.
And how about what you personally knew about some of their receivers from being with the team last year?
I mean, I was only with the team last year for 4 weeks, so, I mean, a lot of what I had a good grasp on came from watching tape this year.
Can you talk about what your thoughts of defense today against them today?
I think we played good. I think we could have tackled a little bit better. I don't know how many yards rushing we gave, but I think we could have tackled a little bit better, though. Got good pressure on Freeman, so, I mean, played all right.
Fourth down stops in the first half, they both led the points, and how good does it feel to see the
offense? Big. They was definitely, both of those stops was big. I mean, like you said, they both led the points, and it's just huge, man. Fourth down stop, but just like a turnover.
Can you see improvements in the defense? Only giving up 3 points?
When we working, man, we come every day, man. We let y'all be the judge of improvements and all that other stuff, man. We just come to work every day, study this tape, man, get the game plan, and go in.
Was this win any more satisfying because it was against your former team, the Bucks?
No, man. No, not at all. It's a win is a win.
Just being 3-0, and you got a tough stretch coming up with two straight road games. I mean, how does it feel to be 3-0 and have this kind
of? Hey, man, that's how you want to start, man. You want to start 3-0. You want to just win all your games. I mean, started 3-0, man. We got Atlanta next. We're going to be right back to work tomorrow.
Well, that seems to be a common theme among the guys who were talking after the game today. We're also going to hear from Aaron Dobson. Just got to go to work every day. Working every day. Nope, win's a win, 3-0. I'll let you guys be the judge of whatever we are, improvements, any of that. We're just showing up and going to work. I sense a good attitude among the players on this team about their approach to the game. And I think as a team, the Patriots typically have a good attitude and a good approach. It just seems like they're all in lockstep a little bit this year. When we're talking about this team and talking about where they're headed and what they're doing in terms of those improvements, I think in terms of attitude and direction and focus, they've got it. They've got whatever that thing is. 855-PATS-500 is the Ace Ticket hotline. 855-PATS-500, getting your thoughts on today's game. Wide open phone lines for you right now if you want to get your thoughts in here in the Final minutes of the postgame show here on Patriots.com, presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. I'm Mark Bertrand. Send me an email as well, webradio@patriots.com. Have one of those emails right here from Adam in Florida. He writes, Mark, I thought this was a solid game from both sides of the ball. I did think Brady had a few passes that were terrible, and through the first three games has been more down than up. But tough to be hard on him with the receiver situation. I thought there were good improvements today. I still want to see more from the D against a solid quarterback. Freeman missed a lot of throws today. Overall, though, can't complain about a 3-0 start. Last time the Pats started 3-0, they ended up playing in February. You heard Tom Brady mention that today about the 3-0 start, about history is on their side with a 3-0 start. Adam, thanks for the email. I appreciate you listening. 855-PATS-500 is the telephone number. That is a good point, though. Josh Freeman missed a lot of throws today, and it's hard to, you know, fault the Patriots for that. They can only play the team that's in front of them on a given Sunday. There is a little bit of that element of the bend but don't break, but it's working. What does this team look like when they do play a better quarterback? What do they look like when they go up against Matt Ryan next Sunday night? Will they rise to that challenge? And I'm telling you, I keep bringing this up. I'm excited to see that game. Speaking of the Falcons, they now have a 20-13 lead on the Dolphins. 6:56 to go in the third. 20-13. Falcons have a touchdown. Dolphins have a field goal in that third quarter, and it's 20-13 in Miami. Jets have taken a big lead on the Bills. And by big, I mean 11 points. They're up 17-6 at half in New York, or I should say in New Jersey. 17-6, Jets have a lead on the Bills. In the second quarter, late in the second quarter, Seahawks are up 24-0 on the Jaguars. 24-0, the score in Seattle. Jaguars had no shot in that game. Halftime score in San Francisco. I think my picks in the Sunday six-pack, Kev, are going 0-6 today. Colts are up 10-7 on the Niners.
A tough day for everybody.
Colts are up 10-7 on the Niners in San Francisco. They are at halftime right now. And we've told you about some of the teams that are now 0-3 on the year, including the Washington Redskins, 0-3. They lose to the Lions today. The New York Giants, 0-3 after a 38-0 blowout in New York. That's going to become an interesting situation in New York. What happens with that team? I'm curious to see how they deal with that, because I don't think they'd ever fire the coach midseason. I don't think Tom Coughlin is going to be in danger of losing his job. Just don't see that happening. Jaguars, they're an 0-2 team, and they're on their way to 0-3. So there's going to be a few 0-3 teams left here after today. There will still be winless teams. The Vikings, winless so far on the season, 0-3 after losing to Brian Hoyer, the Fighting Hoyers. And the Cleveland Browns, they get a win 31-27 on the road today. Buccaneers, 0-3. A lot of 0-3 teams. And in terms of the 3-0 teams, you got the Chiefs. They're 3-0 after their win on Thursday night over the Eagles. You've got the Saints. They're now 3-0 after their win today over the Cardinals. You have the Patriots 3-0 after their win over the Buccaneers. And you could have the Bears, depending on what they do tonight. You could have the Seahawks, depending on what they do today, and I think that's probably going to happen. So you're looking at some teams here. Dolphins 2-0, but they're losing right now in the third. And if you look at all those 3-0 teams, I think the Seahawks are a very good team, but they're in the NFC. If we're looking just at the AFC 3-0 teams, I like the way the Patriots stack up. Do you not? Did I forget the Broncos? I did. I left the Broncos out as well. Forgot to mention them. They play the Monday night game this week. They're 2-0. They'll have a shot to go 3-0. And once again, Patriots, through three games, will be right at the top of the division and right up at the top of the AFC. And here we go. And how much better can they get as they go on? Making an improvement today, getting better, was Aaron Dobson. Kenbrell Tompkins, he got better today as well. He had a nice bounce-back performance with a couple of touchdowns. Aaron Dobson on the day, 7 catches for 52 yards on 10 targets. And Aaron Dobson had this to say after the game.
It feels good. You know, I feel like the offense had a pretty good day. You know, I'm just, like I said last week, I'm just trying to improve, you know, every day. So, I mean, I had a good game, you know, just trying to produce, you know, so I'm just trying to improve every day, like I said.
Can you sense that, you know, Tom is getting more on the same page with you guys?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that week of practice definitely helped us. You know, it was kind of a longer week. We had more practices. So I feel like we definitely got on page with each other, and it showed out there this, on this game.
You're asking sometimes to replace people that aren't even here anymore.
Right.
It's kind of a lot of pressure on you guys. And I don't think it was intended to be this way earlier.
Right.
I
just feel like you just can't think about it as pressure. You know, I just feel like you got to go out there and just have fun. You know, we've been playing this game since we was little kids, you know, so I just feel like we got to go out there and just have fun and just I don't even think about it as pressure.
You kind of have a homecoming mentality. It's just us in here. You can't listen, you know, block out the noise.
Right, definitely. You know, you just got to ignore what everybody else is saying and just stay inside the locker room as a group, you know, and just go out there and perform.
What do you think of Kim Rose day today? Pretty efficient.
Definitely. I mean, he definitely had a great day. You know, I'm proud of him. You know, we started together, you know, so I'm very proud of him.
And there's Aaron Dobson after the game today. Want to get back to the phones with you. Matthew's in California. Want to hear his thoughts on the Patriots' win today. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Mark? Hey, so I was just wondering, well, I've been realizing my team about week one through week three, that a lot of players have been stepping up, like Danny Amendola on the last drive. And then in week two, we got Edelman. And then on week three, we got Bolden and Campbell Tompkins and Dobson. So I think once our team and, like, once we get our mindset and our mind right, we'll be fine and, like, we'll have a really good season. That's the way I see it. Breathing on that.
Yeah, I think it's good that you're getting a lot of different guys getting in the mix. That's one of the qualities of the Patriots over the years that you come to recognize and appreciate. Brady throwing it to a lot of different guys. The offense getting a lot of different contributions from a lot of different places. Injuries happen. Now you've got some guys who are stepping in and helping fill that void. That was one of the questions we had asked Brandon Bolden earlier today. He wouldn't admit it. He's humble, but let's be honest. He helped fill the void left by the injury of Shane Vereen today. One of the injuries that hasn't really been filled, that void has been left empty, is Rob Gronkowski. The question now becomes, as we look forward to the next game for the Patriots, does he play? Does he play next week in Atlanta? The reports today is that he was not close to playing. There was zero shot of it. Does he play next weekend? And what's the deal with Danny Amendola? I think maybe we'll find out some more this week about his injuries. And does he go out and practice? What does he look like? I think there's some things to be watched there. What's the situation with tearing from the bone? You hear things like tear from the bone, and I just assume that can't be good. But maybe it is. Maybe it's better that way. We'll find out, I hope. Rob Gronkowski, will he play next week? Will the Patriots rise to the challenge of going on the road and going up against a quality team in the Atlanta Falcons? Falcons are banged up. Patriots should compete. Patriots can win this game on the road. It's their first big test of the year, and I think it's coming at the right time. This team is trending in the right direction. So that's where I think this team is. That's where I think this team is going. And we'll do this again next week. We'll do this as we get ready for that big Sunday night game. We'll do it for the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. I'll be back for that with Paul Perillo and Andy Hart. Getting you ready for that game, and we'll do the postgame action again. This postgame program brought to you by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Patriots get a win over Tampa Bay. They're now 3-0. They haven't lost a game yet. Undefeated and heading to Hotlanta next week. Patriots win. All good for them right now. And another home win, and now they go back on the road. Should be a lot of fun next week. Look forward to talking with you again. Good night from Foxborough.
This has been the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com Radio.
Luck on the play action is back to throw, steps up, lets it go, open, and intercepted. Overthrew it to the far side. That's Tlaib at the 45, 40, 35, back to the left of the 20. He's at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Aqib Tlaib.
For more news, analysis, and reaction to today's game, tune into Patriots.com Radio all week long. Next Sunday, the Patriots travel to Atlanta to take on Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Kickoff is set for 8:30 p.m. Be sure to tune in to the Xbox One Patriots postgame show immediately following the game.
Snap to Brady, has time, floats it downfield, open Edelman, he's got it. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Brady to Julian Edelman.
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite team.